Get down. Get down. Get down.
Hello?
Wow. Hello, Michael?
Yes?
Hey, it's Evie Nelson with Local Squash, your current marketing team. How are you?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
Well, the purpose of my call, sir, is you clicked in your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Yelp ads. Did you do that on purpose,
yeah,
or was that maybe on accident?
That was actually an accident, yeah.
Okay, no worries. It does trigger a call from us. We just want to make sure that everything is good. When I checked with our Yelp specialist here at Local Splash, you actually have an outstanding balance that has to be paid to Yelp before you could advertise with them. Yeah, so if at some point you're looking to do that, we can discuss that and help you take care of it. But outside of that, was everything else good, or did you need help with something?
Yeah, well, I was actually looking to get in touch with the, I guess it's a website design team. I don't know what it's
mm-hmm.
called, but
mm-hmm.
I was looking to see if I could get a little bit of help designing the mobile version of the website, just because I'm having a bit of a hard time doing this.
Okay. Okay, sure. Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely Okay. I can go ahead and just schedule a call from the website team. That way there's no issue. And then you know that you have a time that's specifically scheduled for that, if that would be better for you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And I do have another quick question, just because I was not a balance on the Yelp account. Does it say about how much it is?
It says exactly how much it is. You have an outstanding balance of $1,246.79.
$1,200. Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to, if you're interested, just so you know, like, we get amazing quality deals with different things regarding Yelp. So we get kickbacks that we give directly to our clients and stuff like that. Once your outstanding balance is cleared up, which we can even, like, say you wanted to clear it up, we can collect it and pay them directly. Then we can help you out with that. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, that definitely be something. I would have to fix a little bit later on, but yeah, that's
sure. Yes, I understand. So I have a time tomorrow. The time starts as early as 9 a.m., 9:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1, 1:30, 3:30, 4, 4:30, 5, and 5:30 tomorrow.
Okay. And which time zone is that? Is that
yours?
Okay, Central. What was the earliest again? Sorry.
9 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, just give me a second to double check my schedule here. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Okay. Can it be the one at 5 p.m.?
You got it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and schedule that. A technician will call from the 877 number, so please note that that's the number they'll be calling from to connect with you regarding this. Something else that you are available for future reference, if you're looking for more leads, is Google Guarantee. You're eligible for that through the roofing vertical, and that's something that we could discuss at any point when you're ready to upgrade as well, okay?
Okay, perfect. I also... I don't know if this is the right person, but just wanted to let you guys know. I've already given you access not only to Yelp, but also, like, my
mm-hmm.
Facebook page and
mm-hmm.
As well as the Google My Business
mm-hmm.
Page as well. I just submitted the video.
Mm-hmm.
My business was previously verified because I was able to reply to reviews and do a couple other things, but for whatever reason, it's not anymore. So I submitted a video, and I'm just waiting for that to
mm-hmm.
get read. And then, yeah, okay, perfect. And if you guys need anything else from me, just give me a call.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what happens is when you click in the dashboard indicating, like, that you want more information on Yelp ads or you click on something specific that's asking you a question like that, what it does is it triggers a call from somebody within our team. I'm on the upgrade team, So I call regarding upgrades for Google Guarantee, Yelp Ads, Google Ads, different options that are available to you. As far as it goes, getting a company re-verified, you submitted the video, we go ahead, we get that going, and then from there, if there's any dispute from Google, is where we step in and we go ahead and attempt re-verification with other documents. We have other ways to verify. So it gives us the advantage to be able to help you go ahead and get everything moving forward in a more timely manner. I can see that your Google business profile is still live and active. It's showing to the general public. So they haven't like suspended it or taken it down.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So I'm just telling you, like, it's seamless gutters y.l. right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it. When I just did a simple search for seamless gutters in your area, I can see your Google profile. So it's not down completely. It's not like it's suspended completely where clients or new prospects can't see it at all. It's just Google does require re-verification sometimes when you sign a company on as an authorized user or manager of an account. It's a pretty standard practice from Google. So it'll go pretty quick is my point.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, perfect. And then you did mention something about Google Guarantee. Mm-hmm. Just kind of go over that because I'm not...
Yeah, absolutely. So have you done a search ever, like, and seen at the very top of the page where it'll say sponsored Google Guarantee?
I've seen sponsored content, yeah, links and things like that, yes.
Okay. So at the very tippy top of the page, it'll say sponsored and it'll have businesses listed under certain verticals. So seamless gutter installation and repairs, that falls under the roofing vertical. Okay. And that's what Google calls it. It's not, like that's what they call their categories. Okay. So, instead of category, they call it a vertical. So gutters doesn't have its own specific vertical yet. As of right now, it falls under the roofing vertical. So if somebody was to punch in specific for your area, which is, you know, as long as you're licensed and insured in that area, it goes ahead and gives you access over it completely. And it shows me here, Texas doesn't require a license for roofing. They just require a 250 general liability insurance. Do you have that?
Yeah, I believe so. I was handed down the business by my brother.
Okay.
It is a sole proprietorship. So
cool.
I'm actually not sure if I would have to... Because he's got one, but, I mean, he's not the owner
anymore. It's for the company. It's not for you, specifically. Okay. It's for the company. So, he has it. If you guys have general liability, then it's for the entire company. It's not just for one specific individual. That's just the way it works with general liability. Just a quick lesson for that. It covers you all. Okay. So with Google, there's certain requirements to show up at that top. You have to pay a $250 application fee that goes to get you in the company background check. So however many face-to-face employees you have, if it's just you and your brother, cool. Or if it's just you, like he handed it down to you and it's just you and you maybe subcontract the workers out, you don't need to put them on there. It's just you, just the background check. Do you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
I don't think so.
Okay. You don't think so, or you sure know?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, I mean, Google doesn't discriminate if you do, if they're older than 7 years. They're pretty cool about it, but they just want to know because they're verifying your company and they're saying, hey, we're guaranteeing this company is a quality company and that they do what they promise they say they can do because they actually, what the guarantee is to the general public, Michael. So they're guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client, making sure that... Yeah, that's what the guarantee actually is. The guarantee is that, hey, this guy is doing what he says he's going to do. And if there's anything that was, you know, not, you guys couldn't work out on your own, then they would go ahead and pay them back on your behalf. They refund it. Yeah. So that's what the guarantee is. And then for you, you're getting quality leads, qualified leads that are actually quality. At the top in that section, it is the most coveted section on Google because those are what they call the guaranteed leads, meaning your company is guaranteed and verified, but also when the call comes in, you don't share the lead. It is an actual paid lead. You're not sharing that lead. It's coming directly to you, and it's the actual client on the other end of the phone. They've gone to Google. They've looked at your services, and they see that you're coming up there. They want to work directly with you and in your particular area, so they're contacting you directly. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I've definitely seen that before. And so the only fee that you would have to pay is a $250 to get that application started. Is there any other, like, additional fees?
No, not to get the application started and moving forward, no. There is not any other fees. Once your Google Guarantee approved, your cost per qualified lead is $70.67. There's a minimum monthly budget or activation budget, if you will, of $922. That gives you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads. And the budget, that would be the budget for it. So the $70.67 comes off of it. So, for example, you paid the $250. It could take 4 to 6 weeks to get your application completely processed and approved. Once you're completely processed and approved, we contact you via email. We let you know, hey, you're completely approved. We're ready to activate the budget of $922 to start the leads. If you're ready to activate, then you pay the budget. If you're not ready to activate, then you would let us know, hey, I'm not ready to activate yet. Once your listing is activated and the leads are turned on, those are going to come in at approximately like 3 leads a week. You can increase or decrease the lead flow as you see fit, what's best for the company. So, for example, say, I mean, how many employees do you have, or is it pretty much just you?
It's really just me. If I do get a lot of work, I tend to
subcontract it.
Day
workers or whatever. Okay. So say you get a call, and then now you know that you're going to be busy for 3-4 days. Maybe you're going to be busy for a couple of weeks. This is going to be a big project or whatever the case is. You would pause the leads after that. You can pause the leads at any point in time for as long as you need to. So for example, say you take on 2 leads this next week, And then you call in and you pause the can. You can call, you can text, you can email. We even have the Local Splash app where you can directly chat us. So pausing the leads is not a problem. You pause the leads, and that's where the budget stays. So say you pause the leads with $782 left in the budget. That's where the budget's going to stay. Say you pause that budget, Michael, for, I don't know, 42 days. That's perfectly fine. The budget continues to roll over until it's exhausted. So there is no automatic monthly charge of the $922. You're not expected to keep up with that monthly.
Okay. And
it's just the activation budget.
Gotcha. And so how do those leads come in a form of like a call, or is it like?
Oh, yeah. The phone rings. So you're assigned a Google call tracking number that is specific to your business, and it's being recorded by AI is listening with bots for each and every single phone call to ensure that it is a quality call. So, for example, you receive that phone call, and it's a client. If it's a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, that is not a qualified call. That is unqualified, and it would automatically not charge your budget because it's not qualified. Okay?
Gotcha.
If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, again, same thing, unqualified call, automatically not charged to the budget. If it's somebody asking for a service that you don't provide, so for example, your category or vertical is going to fall under roofing, but it is not going to show that you're a roofer in your keyword selection. It's only going to show that you do gutter. You don't do anything for roof, right, for the roofing?
I do.
You do or you do not?
No, I
did. Okay, so it's not going to show anything for roofing. It's not going to say roof repairs, roof replacement, skylight installation, anything that's considered for roofing. So if you got a call of somebody, which would be very hard for them to do that, but say that they would have to really search for you. Say that they called you and they asked you for a roof replacement cost, and you would say, well, that's not a service that I provide, right? So you would not be charged because that's not a service that you provide. That's not listed in your profile. It has to be listed in your profile to be considered a qualified call. Same is true for outside of your service radius. So say you're in Katy, say, I don't even know, forgive me, but say, say you get a call from Houston, right? And Houston's not on your profile. Again, not a service area that you're providing services to. And they said, hey, can you come give me an estimate for gutters on my 35,000-foot house, right? You say, well, I don't service Houston. It's not in my profile. Again, is not going to charge you because it's not listed in your service profile. So if the person calls you and they request the estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified call.
Gotcha.
If
okay.
They request you to give them estimate face-to-face. So if you set an appointment for you to go out and give them estimate face-to-face, that is considered a qualified call. Everything else is junk. And when the caller calls, you know that it's a Google Guarantee call because it gives you the whisper feature right before they pick up through the call tracking. It'll say Google Guarantee LSA, local service ad. So you're going to know, oh, this is one of those calls that I'm potentially paying for, right? And you're going to be able to speak directly with the client. The client's gone to Google and looked at your services and determined they want to work directly with you. It's not coming through us. We're not filtering it to say, hey, oh, this looks like it might be a good one for this company. The clients are looking directly. You're getting these calls on your own merits.
Roger. Okay. So just to kind of get an idea of the total cost of this, it would be like $250 plus the, you said $70 per lead and then $900 activation or?
No. The $70 per lead comes off of the activation budget. So the upfront is $250, and then it's like anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for complete Google Guarantee approval. And then once you're approved, then it's the $922, and that's just the activation slash lead budget, and the $70.67 leads come off that budget, out of that budget. So you're not paying, you know, extra.
Okay. And so are these leads like guaranteed? You said 3 a week or?
You're in Katy. You're in a pretty prominent area. 3 a week is going to be probably pretty easy to meet. But if you, for any reason, don't get 3 a week when you just have them on unlimited, that budget continues to roll over. It doesn't eat it up or anything.
Okay. So it just stays like with the 922 or?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting. Actually, that sounds very enticing.
The reason that it's so good is, let me tell you this, is because these leads trump all other pay-per-lead programs. Google built this program to trump Angie, Thumbtack, Porch, House, all those other pay-per-lead programs because they know what you guys been through, and they also know because they sell the Google ads to those companies, so they know exactly how it works. They built this service for you, the small to medium-sized business owner. Those large corporations can't even list in this specific area, but the best thing about it is because of the recording features, and because it's direct contact from the client, these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of paper lead out there. I would literally sell this product to my grandmother.
Gotcha. Yeah, no. Okay. I mean, yeah, no, if, you know, if I am able to receive at least just one lead working with you guys as we're doing right now, then I'm definitely willing to move forward, not only by, you know, with paying the Yelp ads, like a remaining balance, and then signing up for that, and then the Google Guarantee. But so definitely like in the next month, if we're able to get some calls and some jobs down.
Okay. Yeah, sure. And Google Guarantee is a product that's going to carry you through. Once you have that Google Guarantee badge of approval that goes with the company, that's a product that's going to carry you through no matter who you're with or if you choose to wind up doing the marketing independently. I mean, obviously, Local Splash has been around for 20 years. I've been with the company 9. I'm confident and I know how well the program works for you guys. You're going to absolutely love the services, but if you're looking to take your company to the next level, especially because there's like a 4 to 6 week waiting period with the application, I strongly suggest you get that going first and foremost, especially because the cost is so low. We're able to get working on that while you figure out, you know, where the budget's going to come to pay back Yelp and all of those other things. It goes ahead and gets you that approval, which is the most coveted position. So when you're ready to crank them on, you're already in a sweet spot. You're not just waiting for the approval.
Gotcha. And aside from that insurance, do you know if there's anything else that they do check? Because, I mean, since we are a partnership, we haven't really registered or anything with the...
You don't have to. There's no license requirement for the state of Texas for Google Guarantee. So the only requirement is that insurance, certificate of insurance document. They're going to do the background check. It does require that you have a social security number for the United States. Do you have that?
Yeah.
You have a Texas state driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. And you can pass the background check. So for all intents and purposes, you would pass. There's no reason you wouldn't. That's why I ask those questions up front before I ever even consider the conversation, because I don't want to get y'all excited about something that, hey, and then turns out you're like, yeah, I was arrested for a felony last week, you know, or we don't, you know, we're not licensed if there's a license requirement. But for your specific industry and what you're offering for roofing as a whole in the state of Texas for Google Guarantee, there is no license requirement. So you're good to go. If you have the 250 and you want to get it going, you're literally good to go. We can get you the approval.
Okay. Yeah, no, you've almost convinced me. I'll definitely. So say I do want to go through it or tomorrow or next week or whatever, how would I go about it? Would I like call you back at this number or?
I could send you a text with my direct extension, but yeah, you can. If you call back in on this number, you're going to get a random person on the sales floor. You can just ask for Amy. I am in charge of upgrades for Local Splash, and then I'll send you a text. If you dial the 877 number, you can just press 224 to connect directly with me as well.
Okay. Yeah, if you could, that'd be awesome. I might. Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. So yeah, I might just reach out soon. But thank you so much for all this information. It was very informative.
Okay. I hope that you have a great day. We hope to get you going soon. Okay, Michael?
All right. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. To pay...